Hello. Is this Michael Knight?
No, this is his mother.
Oh, hi. He signed up for a book publishing services, I mean, a couple of months ago. I'm talking from Gnome Book Writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know if he's still interested or if he needs, like, any other book service.
No. He's not really writing right now.
Mm-hmm. But he did sign up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He signed up?
Yeah. Couple months ago.
Oh, a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was doing a couple months ago.
When can I call so that I can talk to him?
Well, I'm not sure what time he gets off at 5 today.
Mm-hmm. Then what is the suitable time to call and to know?
Where are you located?
New York City.
Well, I have this website I want to give you. It's in 1,076 languages. It's getting more languages all the time. It's all free.
Uh-huh.
It's all over the world, and it answers all your Bible questions, what the Bible says about what's going on today in the world, and what the creator of this earth is going to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's jw.org.
It's what?
JW,
.org.
That's all. It has different articles all the time. Right now it's got one on depression or mental health, I think.
All right.
Mental health.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But if you scroll down, you can, or if you go to the search, find out what the kingdom is. And, all the different religions tell us to pray for God's kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth.
Mm-hmm.
But they never tell you what the kingdom is or what his will for the earth is.
Mm-hmm.
But you know this can't be his will for the earth. You know, all the pollution and the hatred and the fighting and all that. So he's the only one that can do something about it. And Psalm 37, it says, the wicked will be no more, and the meek will inherit the earth and have exquisite delight in their abundance of peace. And it says that in different ways all the way through the Bible. But the kingdom is the theme of the whole Bible. The churches don't really tell you that. They're really a big business that's just trying to get people's money, you know.
But this is
all free. So wouldn't you think if God was going to do something about it, he'd have information so that people all over the world, rich or poor, could find out about it. So you'll love it.
I will go through it. That's not. So you're not looking to publish whatever you've written on this website? Because it seems like you want to motivate people. You
JW.org?
Yeah. So you don't want it to be published or anything. You want it to just be on the website, right?
Yeah, this is a free website that I don't have anything to do with putting out the information. It's a organization directed by God, and they're completely free. Everything is free, and they do not charge for anything.
The
they
topic
give free Bible.
Peace and happiness, faith in God, help for teenagers. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, you're looking at it now. Yeah, it is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a free interactive Bible course that you can sign up for. And somebody can contact you, and you can either do it over the phone or on Zoom or in person.
Basically.
Pardon?
It's like a consultation, basically. People just can, have some sort of consultation if they want. Right? Something like that.
I didn't understand what you said. My air conditioner is going, and I can't hear your words.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine. I wanted to ask you, so it's just a website. All right, when can Michael talk? When can I talk to my...
Well, you can...
What is the best time to call so that I can just get connected to Michael?
Probably evening.
Evening? What time? Like around... Could you just quote me a time so that I can just call at that time?
Maybe about 5:30.
5:30. All right. You PSD, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but
no, he's not writing anything, so I'm sure he's not.
I mean, I guess he was writing something a couple of months ago. That's why he signed up for it. So let's see if he's interested, like, you know, in anything. We do offer a lot of book services, so maybe he's going to be interested in one of them. I hope so.
Yeah, well, he probably won't. We spent about $7,000 on getting one of his books published, and it didn't go anyplace. And so, you know, it was like a waste of money. And they kept asking for more money all the time, and he's very emotional. So, you know, it's kind of like we had to, you know, put it out because
he was
really upset. Pardon?
When did that happen? Like how long ago?
That's probably about a year or so ago, a couple of years ago maybe.
That's pretty bad.
I'm not sure. You know, time has gone by so fast with the pandemic and everything. I can't remember. But he's bipolar and also autistic a little bit and probably Asperger's. And so he's, you know.
That's pretty bad.
He's
very
busy right now. He got himself a pardon.
Yeah, like it's so
bad. He
got
himself a job, and he's happy now, you know, working at the mall.
All right.
And,
but, you know, with such people, you can't just trust other people because it's just so absurd. You
know,
you can't trust others. Yeah, and then, like, you're spending so much, you're not even getting anything out of it. It's just so sad. And because it's such age. Sorry?
I said, we don't have it right now. We blew it on that, on that terrible thing. So, you know, the best thing is probably just don't even call him anymore because he's probably not interested, I'm pretty sure.
But that's sad just because you said that the last experience was so bad, he's not interested anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, someone who's passionate is not interested because of the scam that happened last time.
Right.
It's kind of so sad, honestly. It's just sad, you know, because they're like really less people.
Well, this world is full of dishonest people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says that the devil's ruling the world. So that's why it's so bad. But God is going to step in very soon. The things that are going on were foretold in the Bible.
Yeah, these people have like no fear of God. Like, I don't know what they're thinking.
They don't. They have no fear of anybody.
What they're thinking before doing such things. They're doing such things with people. I mean, they're not even scared of God.
No, they're not. They're not afraid of God, and they're just out there killing each other. And so the best thing that we can do today is study the Bible, find out what we need to do to be among the survivors, you know, the ones, the meek that will inherit the earth. Because it shows that a great crowd, which no man can number, will live through the Great Tribulation and Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only if they're attached to this organization and doing God's will. You know what I mean?
I didn't get your name. I know you're Mike.
My name is Pam. What's yours?
Rachel Brown.
Rachel?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very pretty.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You can call me anytime if you want to talk about the Bible.
Yeah, like, why don't you write something like your idea about life, about how people should be like in their life? I mean, like, it's kind of motivating the way you talk. Why don't you, I mean, like, you know, why don't you want people to know about your thoughts, your ideas?
Well, my ideas are all from the Bible. And it's all on JW.org. That's where I get my ideas and my thoughts.
There are a lot of people who would want to know about your thoughts, about your ideas. I mean,
yes, well, we go door to door, and we actually offer free home Bible studies to people.
Oh, that's amazing.
And so we do it over Zoom, over the phone, in person, however they want to do it. And we'll do it for however long, when, try and do it at a time convenient for them.
That's
and you
amazing.
Can get that where you live, too.
That's
pretty
amazing.
We are everywhere.
If
you say, if I tell you it's 1,076 languages, there are 1,076 languages that people will come to your house and teach you the Bible.
I mean, language is not the problem here. No barrier at all. That's pretty, pretty.
No, but what I mean is we're available everywhere, and we all are teaching the same thing. We all speak in agreement, not like the religions that you see down the street, you know, where they just go by what the preacher tells them, and every preacher tells them a little different, and then they have to pay for it in the first place. But we don't. It's all free. We have no paid ministers or anything like that. But we have a headquarters where they write all the material. We have fresh material all the time. We can even get it on Roku, JW Broadcast, if
oh,
you have
guys
Roku.
You have that.
Pardon?
You guys even have that. You guys do broadcasting as well.
Yeah, we have videos, dramas.
Yeah, going through, videos.
And everything is exactly according to the Bible. It's not made up like the churches.
No amends, nothing exactly like the way it is, right?
Yeah.
But that's pretty
nice.
You guys are doing a really good job.
Do you have Roku on your TV?
Yeah, we do.
You have Roku?
Yeah.
Well, put in there and search JW Broadcast. And then when it comes up, move it over to the videos and click on that. And then you'll see all these different choices that you have. And go down and find, there's one on music, too. It has a lot of really great music, songs and everything.
Yeah, I can.
But go to the dramas. Dramas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys have dramas also. Proper shows.
Yes. So there's modern day dramas. There's Bible time dramas. There's dramas for kids. And then there's some information, videos about how the dramas are made. And it's really interesting.
Honestly,
but
the only
concern
I have right now is that why don't you want this to be like a book? I mean, like the way you're talking about it seems like you're really dedicated.
There are books on there too. And you can order books, or you can.
You guys already have that.
Yeah, it's free printing. You know, it's all done by volunteers, so it doesn't cost anything. And we give people Bibles for free.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Because
whatever I'm quoting, you guys already have that.
Yes, we already have it, all that. The books are fabulous. There's a book on Ezekiel, a book on Revelation.
What was Mike
on Daniel
about? Continue talking. So sorry, continue talking.
But they're all online too.
What was Mike
online
about? Like, it was something to do with the God, Bible, or something else?
What Michael was writing?
Yeah, Michael's book.
Oh, I think he was. He was writing poetry. And it was about, you know, the things that you see today. It was kind of, you know. But anyway, it was emotional poetry.
Okay. Sad, emotional poetry.
I would say.
All right. That's nice. Did he publish it, or like, you know, you just told me about the scam that happened, or like what exactly happened?
He did publish it. It was on Amazon.
Oh, all right.
It was for women.
Okay.
He wrote it for women that have been abused and mistreated. Yeah, he feels for people like that.
I don't know, honestly. It's just sad that, you know, people like such people exist.
Yes, well, they won't. Very soon, they're not going to exist anymore. But in the meantime, this website also has many articles that help us to endure and to have patience and to know how to get through the things that we have to get through. You know, and it's all from the Bible, because the one that created us, he knows what we need. You know, we just have to find it.
Makes sense, yeah.
And
that's,
you know
that's,
what God's name is?
Sorry?
The God, do you know what God's name is?
Mm-hmm.
The God that loved the world so much that he sent his son to the earth?
No.
He's the one that Jesus was praying to all the time?
Uh-huh.
His name is Jehovah.
Jehovah?
Yes.
Oh, that's it's your website's name.
Yes.
Jehovah's Witnesses, yeah.
Yes. That name is in the Bible over 7,000 times.
Oh,
but the King
God.
James took it out except for 3 times. And the American Standard in 1952 took it out completely. But they had it throughout the Old Testament before 1952. But it's in many other Bibles. But those are the Bibles
right.
that Catholics use and the Protestants. King James. But it's still in there. But they, can you imagine how Jehovah feels about those people that took his name out of the Bible, out of his word, the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
But our Bible has it in there every time it ever was found in the ancient scrolls. So that's on. That's a study Bible on JW.org.
All right.
If you download it, it has.
I will go to the website once I'm free, because it seems
yes.
quite interesting. You know, like, it has a lot of stuff that I don't know about. And
okay.
I would love to go through it. And, you know, I'm just going to give a review to you about the website
yes.
or whatever I've read.
Okay,
is
so
that
you'll
okay?
call me back?
Yeah, I'm going to call. Can I call you through this number?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take your name and I'm just going to ask them.
This
gonna,
is our home number.
Yeah. Oh,
my name is Pam.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
So you can call me from home.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Call me from home and we can talk about all this. And you can get your Roku up and I can show you where the dramas are and everything.
Okay, perfect. We could do that. So I'm just
yes.
going to call Michael around 5:30 and let's
okay.
see what his plan is. Thank you so much for your time, Pam. It was really
Rachel.
Talking to you. And thank you for giving me, you know, telling me about stuff that I don't know about. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You too. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.